Now, Christine Stewart, editor of ConnecticutNewsJunkie.com. Christine, good morning. How are you?
I'm well. How are you?
I'm good. Hey,
by the way, you are always right on with these stories. I'll tell you that.
Well, thank you.
We have now a change coming. Now, it's been in effect for a while, Christine, but tell folks what the deal is now regarding internet sales tax and what they call third-party retailers that are selling stuff on sites like Amazon and eBay, because Amazon has been collecting sales tax for a while, right?
Yeah, so Amazon has been collecting sales tax for a while, but Amazon is also... think about it as, a marketplace or, somewhere that other individuals who have businesses and distribute goods can also participate in that marketplace. So those marketplace retailers are the ones, so Amazon will now be responsible for collecting the sales tax that those individual businesses and marketers should be collecting should be collecting. It's easier for Amazon as a bigger company to collect these sales taxes on a state-by-state basis. So that's the new impact. So we should be getting more revenue to the state because of that.
Now, again, there are those who are going to feel, as you look at the taxes, all right, you just have to wonder what we really are going to get in the end. What do you think? I know you're out there every day. What are some of your thoughts on that?
How much of a boost will this be, Christine?
I think that they said probably about $35 million. They're more conservative. Commissioner Kevin Sullivan, left a few months ago, and now we have Commissioner Scott Jackson, and I feel like he's a little bit more conservative on these estimates as to how much additional tax revenue we're going to collect. I think that Connecticut is, in a good position here with the legislation that they did pass.
Christine, on a wider scale here, of course, this is, a boost to try and get more tax revenue and, the revenue enhancements, as I like to call them, as we head toward the new session of the General Assembly. Brad and I were talking about the story that came out, a few days ago where, Ned Lamont is trying to sound kind of centrist here, and he doesn't want to touch the rainy day fund, but then all of a sudden, Joe Arasimowicz is like, whoa, take it here. We may have to get a piece of that. Is the incoming governor going to be pulled leftward on a lot of the stuff, Christine? What's your gut feeling on this?
Oh, I don't think that he's going to be. I think he is more of a centrist governor, I think. And I don't think that he's going to be pulled that way by the legislature. I don't think we know exactly how the legislature is going to act. The Democratic caucus has a lot more members, but those members are from districts that aren't necessarily blue, but are more so purple. And I don't think that, that there was any sort of mandate in the last election. I knew that there was, there was a blue wave, but I think the blue wave, I think, was based on national politics, not so much what's happening here in Connecticut. So I don't necessarily believe the message that they took was that Connecticut needs to move to the far left.
When I heard him say this, I was on the radio, and I know that some of the Democrats right away didn't want it, but he was very sure about this, and I just said, my God, if he goes for this and that's part of his plan, it's going to be a help.
Oh, using some of the rainy day fund?
Staying away from it.
Oh, staying away from it? I think that you could stay away from it. I don't see how they don't use it. I mean, the only way that you don't use the rainy day fund in order to close this deficit is that you raise revenues elsewhere.
And we know what that means.
But why can't you do that?
Because the math just doesn't work out. It just doesn't work out. You're not going to be able to find... So even if you found $1 billion in savings over 2 years, you wouldn't be able to close the deficit.
No, there's just so much red ink. One final question, Christina. We're talking to Christine Stewart, of course, from ctnewsjunkie.com. Check it out. Great site. What are you hearing about sports gambling? Now, Rhode Island came online on Monday. It's going, in New Jersey. Other states are coming online. What do you hear, Christine, about what they're trying to figure out regarding this compact with the Native American tribes?
I think that, there's nobody negotiating it right now. So they said, they said to Governor Malloy, hey, you're leaving. And at the time, we didn't know whether, Republicans were going to be able to take over the General Assembly. So they were like, hold off. We don't want to continue negotiating this until we have a new governor. And now that they have a new governor, mm-hmm. The transition hasn't necessarily happened. There's only one governor at a time. The governor right now is not negotiating anything with the tribe. So it's kind of, I guess Connecticut is going to wait and see. And
of course,
as we always did.
And
that puts us in the hole. Doesn't anybody understand that?
Yeah, that puts us in a hole a little bit.
A little bit, a lot.
Yeah, and Christine, finally, I'm reading, and obviously you folks have been reporting in other sites, that I guess this original pact that Governor Weicker signed with the tribes here is kind of really nebulous on this, right?
It is, because nobody foresaw that this was going to be a thing. So, they have to... They have to negotiate it, and the other states don't have the tribal compact, so they're able to go right in and begin collecting revenue from sports gaming.
Well, again, great to have you with us. We'll have you back again. But this drives, something I have to tell you personally, this drives me crazy. Drives me absolutely nuts. I cannot believe that these folks, one's a governor, one's this, one's that, and they can't get the job done.
Nope. It's going to be a fun few months.
Oh, you're going to have a blast up there, Christine. Enjoy the enjoy the fun and frivolity at the Capitol. Christine Stewart, thanks very much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thanks, Christine.
She's terrific.
All right.